Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I am rubbing my eyes right now. $774,763 in the lockbox on day four of what is basically an online fund drive. Alan, you, Joe, Ray, yesterday, we were taking calls from the newsroom, and I couldn't put the phone down without it ringing again.
The truth is, this is remarkable, but when you say day four, let's remember, the fund drive that raised all of that money is virtual, and the wonderful volunteers aren't here, and the staff has been run ragged. They've come in and done heroic work answering calls and taking down names and doing everything that they have to do. A lot of people go to WAMC.org, and that's saves us a great deal, because otherwise people would be stacked up 10 deep with our staff. So it's really 3 days, and today is day four. Now, David, think about this for a second. It's remarkable. I mean, you know, we gave ourselves a month to fill the lockbox, knowing full well that we would not be able to have a regular fund drive because the volunteers can't come in the building. It's not safe. We can't put them next to each other on telephones. So we have to do it now. And I think everybody gets that. That's the beauty of the WAMC wonderful group that just loves this radio station, and they're all together. They decided, as each individual decides, that this is worth saving, that this is our station, that we've all made it together, and that we're going to keep it going no matter what. The specter of the president being very vague about whether he would leave office, whether or not he would do a third term, which is not even allowed under the United States Constitution, and yet he keeps doing it. He keeps saying those very provocative things, which are intended to bring the people who are in his camp out to vote. And while that is going on, the pollsters are doing their thing, and the polls are quite good for Joe Biden, and they haven't really changed that much. So Trump is going for the one thing that he thinks will really help him win, which is not so veiled racism. The idea that we have to be tough on crime, and, you know, we know what happened in Lafayette Square, and he hasn't changed one whit. So the police with the rubber bullets and others are being forced into this, and I don't think they're happy about it either. In any case, Trump is playing every card he thinks he can in the days remaining to this election, and there aren't that many of them, so it's going to be close. As for Joe Biden, David, he is not going to start saying it's okay to burn or to loot. On the contrary, he is saying it is not okay, and that's the smart thing to do. I know that the FBI, for example, is investigating Breonna Taylor's shooting. The grand jury in Kentucky has basically let the cops who did this go. And you have a African-American attorney general who says that the grand jury basically did the right thing. And yet the protests around the country are going on. And that's something that, you know, every political person has to keep their eye on, because this could be the key to whether or not black voters turn out, for example. And for Joe Biden, he has to be clear that violence is unacceptable. So that's where we are this morning, and it keeps changing. But you have to really keep an eye on Trump, because he is questioning the peaceful transference of power in this country, the one thing that makes a constitutional democracy important.
And here come the debates. Many say they're worried that the president of the United States, Donald Trump, is better at attacking his opponents, and this will show whether Joe Biden has the stuff to fight back.
Well, look, David, everybody believes Trump will be tougher because he's meaner, and he is one mean dude. Nevertheless, you can be sure that every available moment is being taken by Biden to do role playing to be prepared for this debate. This is going to be one of the most watched political events in our history. There's no question. I don't know about subsequent debates, but I do know this first one is going to be terribly, terribly important. And I am sure Biden is doing what he needs to do. Now, he says, I don't want to take the bait. I don't know what that means. But if there's name-calling that's going on, if he sticks to the facts, if he talks about how COVID has been ignored by this president and downplayed, and we weren't going to have it, and if he sticks to the fact that the economy is in shambles, and if he sticks to the facts that Trump is talking about not giving up office and adhering to the peaceful transference of power, I don't see how he can lose.
But he can he?
There's no question it's going to be a close election. And the reason is that all those people who are sticking with him and who can't really explain why are doing it because there's a whole question of who is going to be allowed to vote and who is going to have the majority in this country. And Trump is trying to mobilize his people to adhere to basically a racist standard.
The president of the United States is pushing voters on the issue of health care and wants to win them over after his only push has been to repeal Obamacare and hasn't offered one plan for the replacement.
Well, David, I've said it many times that Trump is a lying liar and keeps saying his whole plan for health care will leave Americans so that they are protected. And yet, after all of these years, nothing, not a whimper, not a sound. You know, when you're dealing with a lying liar, how in the world do you believe anything that he says? And when he starts talking about how he's going to do something in health care so that people are protected with pre-existing conditions, nobody believes him. He had all this time to do it. He hasn't done it.
Well, we have to do it. We still have to raise $1 million. Despite how amazing it's been, we aren't done, right, Alan?
No, we're not done. And I got to say, this is exhausting work. It really is. And the staff is magnificent as they answer the phones. Nobody wants to do this. You know, there are public radio stations all over the country that are furloughing, they're firing, they're basically in real danger, but not WAMC. And you want to know why not? Because of you. The people who have said, we're not going to let this radio station go. We're going to do what we have to do. That's what the station is all about.
Let's finish it up. WAMC.org is how to do it.
Let's finish it up.